In this bulletin, a bill aimed at decriminalising abortion in New South Wales debated in the state's parliament. Thousands could face deportation under proposed changes to the character test, and new measures aimed at building Australia's domestic gas supply. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A bill aimed at decriminalising abortion in New South Wales is being debated in the state's parliament. Independent MP Alex Greenwich introduced the bill last week with bipartisan support. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has thrown his support behind the draft legislation and was among the first to speak during a debate today.
Today, we the people's representatives here in the New South Wales Parliament have the opportunity to right a wrong enacted into law 119 years ago. A law that was enacted when this place had legislators that were all men.
Earlier, both sides of the abortion debate faced off in rival rallies blocking Sydney's Macquarie Street outside the New South Wales Parliament. Tens of thousands of migrants could have their visas cancelled under proposed laws to tighten the character test. Visa holders who have committed a crime carrying a maximum sentence of at least 2 years in prison would automatically fail the test, even if they're not sentenced to jail. The legislation, introduced by Immigration Minister David Coleman last month, is a further strengthening of the test, which was changed in 2014 to allow the government to deport non-citizens sentenced to at least 12 months in jail. That change resulted in more than 1,000 New Zealanders being deported between 2016 and 2018. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said it's having a corrosive impact on the country's relationship with Australia. Witness K, the senior spy charged with revealing that Australia bugged the East Timorese cabinet in 2004, is preparing to negotiate the facts of the case against him. It comes after his lawyers entered a guilty plea in the ACT Magistrates Court, 6 years after being charged with breaching the Intelligence Services Act. His lawyer, Bernard Collaery, was also charged but will fight the case. He was today committed for trial in the ACT Supreme Court. Mr. Collaery says Witness K changed his plea after suffering spiritual, emotional and physical stress.
I can understand exactly the position after six long years Witness K has found the position to be.
Both cases will be back in court later this month. Australia's record trade surplus is masking weaker demand at home for imports, falling housing approvals, and the biggest stock market drop in 18 months. New Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows that Australia is exporting heavily, particularly to China, but demand for imports has fallen 4% in a month. The national trade surplus is now at a record $8 billion, with exports climbing 1% from May to June. But the number of new housing approvals dropped 1.3% from May to June, a fall of more than 20% compared to 12 months prior. The federal government has announced new measures aimed at building Australia's domestic gas supply and reducing gas prices for consumers. The measures include bringing forward a review of domestic gas supplies to this year, reviewing pipeline regulation, and extending the consumer watchdog's monitoring role of the market until 2025. Resources Minister Matt Canavan says Australia is lucky to have significant natural resources, and those resources need exploitation to put pressure on gas prices and shore up supply.
This is a very important development to make sure that Australian gas is in the future available for Australian uses, to produce Australian jobs, to help Australian households pay Australian energy bills.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible showers and 16 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing, 16. Melbourne, rain and 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 11. Canberra, frost, then sunny and 16. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions and 22 degrees. Brisbane, also sunny, 24. Cairns, cloudy and 27. and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.